Aloha, everyone. This is Ashley from GoldenGoddesses.org, and welcome to the September 20th edition of Threshold to Ascension Radio. What a powerful time it is for many of you from the emails I've been getting and the comments. Many are continuing to go through the process of letting go of what no longer serves and step into the truth of who we are. I want to give a special shout out to the listeners on the Eastern Seaboard, especially the North Carolina and South Carolina area, as we continue to hold space for the healing and the rebuilding to happen, and bless the weather system for not creating more transitions or more fatalities. And the same to those in the Philippines and China, where the Typhoon Mangkhut hit. It's a very powerful time on the planet, so our hearts go out to all of you. Also, some of you may be aware, we talked last week that today was supposed to be the test of the emergency broadcast system, the countrywide test here in the United States. That has been shifted now to October 3rd because supposedly of the focus being on the repair and rescue in the path of Hurricane Florence. So we'll be talking about that and reminding people about that as we get closer to that October 3rd date. Last week, as you know, my guest was Joseph, Chief Joseph. He stepped in for Neil, who's my guest tonight. And things always work out in the end. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who entered to win the 32-ounce bottle of Super Shots Chelation. And the winner is Eric Camacho from California. So we'll be sending that out to you, Eric, in the next week. I'll send you an email to get your mailing address. So congratulations and thank you to everyone who listened. Next week, my guest will be clairvoyant, healer, and radio host from the Joy Ride Show, the beautiful Carrie Walker from Texas. So listen in for that as well. But tonight, in divine timing, although it was originally scheduled to be last week, is my guest, my dear friend, Neil Gower. I describe Neil as a sound alchemist, a sound symphonist. He's also a spoken word poet. He's founder of the really amazing organization called Portal to Ascension. I liken it to a 21st century library of Alexandria, because when you go online, there are so many different options to educate yourself and to experience the teachings and guidance from many across the globe, not just here in the United States, sharing their wisdom. And we're going to go into that tonight. I laugh because I always say I was a recovering Catholic, and many of the Christian faith went through breaking away from their tradition to find a place of spirituality that resonated within their hearts. Neil came through the Hindu tradition, although he considered himself an atheist Hindu, because like many, he didn't truly believe, but he followed his family culture. But as a young child, he felt very isolated and different than his friends and family. And that sent him, like many of us, on the path of what resonated as truth for him. And through his education system and going through college, he continued to dive into his own spirituality and came across some videos about the ancient Sumerian civilization, which kind of was his aha moment, one of many aha moments. And we're going to talk more about that. After 8 years of spiritual evolution, Neil founded Portal to Ascension. And again, that intention was to share awareness, ideas, and tools to assist the world in shifting the consciousness to that higher level. He's very focused on sharing wisdom and sharing information. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, but I do want to say, Neil, that of all the sound healers or sound alchemists that I've had the pleasure of experiencing their sound, there's just something about the gift you and your beautiful partner's soul share with the world when your hearts and your divine connection go into the music and the sound that you create. So Neil, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you with us.
Hey Ashley, thank you so much for having me here.
I know you've got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Now there is a little bit of an echo.
Oh, how's it now?
Let's try it. There we go. Still there.
Okay, it's the same setup.
It wasn't doing it before. So everyone, this is part of what's happening. beautiful technology.
How about now?
So I still have a little bit of an echo.
Can we let it ride, or should I try to figure this out?
Don, can you hear it? I'm going to have to ask the engineer if he can hear the echo. Oop, Don stepped away from the desk. That's better. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, that's better. The echo is gone. So listeners, I don't know if you were hearing it, but I was, and it was just a little bit. I wanted to make sure it wasn't there for listeners. And that's a big part, isn't it, Neil, about what's happening on the planet right now is being able to kind of go with the flow, right? Tweak and make adjustments without coming off center. So just take a little moment to share a little bit more of your background for listeners who may not be aware of you that expands upon what I've already shared, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So I'll kind of pick up on where you left off. So yeah, I got into these videos, and I'll just plug the names of the individuals: Nassim Haramein, Jim Self, and Jordan Maxwell. And it was really a fully encompassing image of everything from like quantum physics, science, vibration, frequency, how it connects to dimensions, how dimensions connect to spirituality, enlightenment, levels of consciousness. And then Jordan Maxwell gave me the download on the occult and also on the Sumerian scriptures, and specifically the Sons of God. So I was really much into the Sons of God at the beginning. I watched a 13-hour video from Jordan Maxwell on that, in which they were talking about the second tier of deities that lived on Nibiru with the Anunnaki, and how these beings were the ones that were actually the ones kind of running everything on the ground. And through this awareness, it took me down understanding about the fallen angels and drawing comparisons from the Sumerian scriptures to the Bible. So I would say that these sons of God basically mated with the daughters of men. And that's almost a direct quote from the Bible. This is kind of what sparked my curiosity, because I didn't even know these Sumerian scriptures existed. Some ancient scriptures, pre-Egypt, Mesopotamia. And all of a sudden, these scriptures are talking about the same things, exact same stories even, that were in the known Bible. So I was thinking, okay, either the whole entire concept of Christianity, Catholicism is a complete farce and incorrect, or if I want to really delve into the truth about these religions, these organized religions that currently sweep the planet, I would have to go back further and see where they came from. So I started doing that, and I started trying to figure out where did this come from. It led me down a rabbit hole of basically trying to find out, and this is the original intention for Portal to Ascension, what is the root of all religion? That was like the number one thing. Where did we all come from, and why do we all have these different religions? Why do these different faiths, spiritual traditions, religions all have similar stories, some of them having the exact same stories, but there is no information out there, no people doing lectures on it, nobody in universities talking about the similarities and why these religions are similar, and how we can track back the history of these individuals to find out, you know, what they knew and why they shared information. So that really got me into trying to figure it out myself. So I would have.
And what was your biggest aha from all of that research and that weaving of all the different religions and philosophies together?
Well, I realized that there was one source and everything fragmented from the one, not only etherically and spiritually, but physically on this planet, that we all came from one ancient tradition, one ancient civilization that we branched off from, and basically all these different religions and faiths all came from it. And if you scrape away all of the human added, man added elements of all these religions, they almost all come to the exact same thing. So from that, I wouldn't say that I've found the truth, but I'm still in a constant search of discovery of our originations. And from that, I'm realizing that something happened on this planet where we were one human race, and then we got split into different factions and different religions, and more and more separation came. And you can take the Anunnaki story, for example, in which the humans were basically given different languages and different cultures so that they wouldn't be able to communicate about the Anunnaki, right? So many different traditions say have different stories like that. But the further we go back, the simpler it gets, the more esoteric it becomes, the more about vibration and frequency it becomes. And it almost delves into what I was raised in, which was the Hindu tradition, in which is all talking about vibration and frequency. So my whole entire search actually led me to the realization of sound and frequency and how all things in creation come from the original sound. And if you look, if you want to really see the interconnectedness of all religion, look at the creation stories of all these religions. What do they talk about? Almost every single, I'm saying almost because I obviously haven't read them all, but all the ones that I've read have actually have some sort of concept of sound and frequency in the beginning, where even if it doesn't look like it's talking about sound, if you delve deep enough, you can see that it's doing that. So all these creation stories are talking about a primordial sound and a frequency that we came from, which is the connection from spirituality into quantum physics and science, which is what I'm really interested in.
And that connection in throughout that ancient history and that past has also brought you into that full circle into the galactic connection as well, because you like to weave the connection between the ancient past and our galactic brothers and sisters. And how did that evolve from your study of religion into bringing in that galactic component?
So when I was attempting to rediscover Hinduism, I didn't even know I was doing that. I was reading all these scriptures. I was finding out about vibration frequency. I was correlating that to meditation, conscious eating, nutrition, sound healing, and I was realizing that all of these concepts in the Hindu faith is pretty much talking about information that we're finding out now. Science, it's all frequency, it's all vibration. All of this magical kingdoms, these extraterrestrials and these flying craft could actually be described in forms of what we are now coming up with science. So that bridged the past, present, and future for me, because the future is this new science that is emerging, quantum physics, where we're talking about vibration and frequency, and through that we're creating advanced technology that we can't even fathom. We're able to heal all illness. We're able to travel interdimensionally, or definitely long distances in a short period of time. But that was a wisdom that was used by the ancients and is riddled throughout their scriptures. So I started beginning to figure out that the Hindu scriptures was all about vibration frequency, and that the ancient stories were talking about this. It started with the Sumerians. Then I went from story to story, creationism to creationism, and Native American tradition, and started finding that all of them were talking about it.
It's fascinating because I actually, one of my Lakota names comes in with that Thunderbird energy, right? And the sound and how the Thunderbird became the Thunderbird, because it was the smallest bird who actually in the beginning had the courage to go to the gods, right, to ask to bring sound to the planet. And the gods were kind of, you know, amused by this tiny little bird that was asking. But they said because this bird had the courage to face the gods when none of the other birds did, they actually transformed this bird into what is known as the Thunderbird. So that was a story that a Lakota elder shared with me about sound and their traditions.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And just like just the number one creation story that we know of, which is the Bible, John 1:1, where it goes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, right? It's the Word is sound.
Is sound.
In the beginning was the sound, and the sound was God. So wait, the sound was God? And then it goes on to say, he was here in the beginning, right? So talking about sound, he as in sound. And then it says the Word was with God as well as being God. So in that whole entire Genesis 1:1, we break down so much beauty. We figure out the first original paradox. Sound frequency was God, but the sound frequency also was with God. It was like two separate entities, sound and God, but they were also one and the same. So the entire beginning is talking about how sound actually came before God, which is the light, and then the light became the light of all mankind after the sound created it.
Now, I know you talked about the stories of the sons of God and the Anunnaki, and how that mixing of genetics created the physical body of humanity. Has your exploration gone into the actual creation from that level of source where sound was used to create form beyond the genetic side of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's many stories that relate to the etheric creation and how we were created from source. My taking on this is, have you ever heard of the book called The Prism of Lyra?
Mm-hmm.
By Lisa Royale? So I really embraced what she portrayed in that book, which is the original creation of the first humanoid species, which were the Lyrans, next to the in the constellation of Lyra, right next to the center of our galaxy. So I feel that the etheric creation was that we were not we were basically in the void, a part of just some sort of oneness energy. And there was a group within that void that fragmented and decided to experience itself in this dimension. And at that time, many people say that the only many different channelers and other people that I spoke to say that before the humanoids actually came into this galaxy, it was almost entirely reptilian for the most part, not just reptilian in the negative context, but positive reptilians, negative reptilians, dragon races. And then the humans came in from Lyra and fragmented into lower densities until we finally fragmented, took over a lot of the galaxy. We went to Sirius, Arcturus, came to Earth. So that was happening on the etheric level and also then became a physical thing. However, another etheric component is that a lot of these beings that create an embodiment of a physical apparition or something, they actually incarnate into us to have experiences in that dimension. So not only from the Lyrans onwards, the whole thing about Earth is that the Lyrans wanted to create basically a fifth dimensional paradise on Earth from the get-go, because their planet ended up in war, chaos. So they wanted to do the original intention from the moment they incarnated into our galaxy. So Earth was supposed to be that. However, the experiment went the experiment got a little distorted because the Lyrans, even though they wanted beauty for us, they also wanted to kind of violate our free will, because they wanted us to live and be a certain way. The Syrians were supposedly working with the Lyrans, and the Syrians are the ones that came down to Earth and said to the humans, hey, you guys have free will, and the Lyrans are attempting to take your free will by telling you got to live this way. And that is basically the Bible story, in which God was the one that created the Garden of Eden, and then the Syrians were the snake in the Bible, where the Syrians were like, hey, you have free will. So it wasn't like a bad thing of you need to eat from the apple of the tree and I'm manipulating you. Supposedly, in this context of the Prism of Lyra in this book, the snake or the devil was actually the Syrians giving us the choice to have free will. So I really subscribe to that story, and it resonates to me.
Well, one of the things that I've shared with the listeners on a previous show is that one of the parallel lives memories that I've had is actually being in a light body form and using sound frequency to support consciousness to come into a denser form. It wasn't specifically into human form, but it was from a more etheric consciousness energy into a variety of forms, be they galactic, be they whatever. And I was one of many who actually was part of this support. I'm not going to say downstepping, because it felt like it was a choice, a conscious choice to have these type of experiences. And it's interesting in that shift of, with the reference of the prison of Lyra and some of the other technologies and discussions from the speakers that you promote on Portal to Ascension and coming up in the Ascension conferences, with this looking at where we came from, which is very important, and looking at the different journeys, the different influences from the galactic races. How does that support us in what I know is a very important thing to you, in raising the consciousness of the planet? With that knowledge, how do you suggest we move forward?
In regards to connecting that to the influence of the galactic races, right?
Well, and consciousness in general, right? Because whether the influence comes from the galactic races or whether it comes from whatever the journey is, part of our journey is understanding where we came from and who we are here with. But isn't a lot of what Portal to Ascension is about is actually beginning to be the ascended beings that we're meant to be? And correct me if that's not something that's your thought form.
Entirely true. That's entirely true. So the whole intention for Portal to Ascension is definitely the evolution of consciousness. And so all the information that we provide is a conscious, we basically call it a non-biased platform for conscious awareness. The only rule of thumb that we have is that, are you empowering or disempowering humanity? Mm-hmm. And through that, we have connected with many different pioneers, revolutionaries, archaeologists, quantum physicists, spiritual teachers, yogis, you name it, sacred sexual practitioners. There's countless ways to empower humanity, whether it is a sacred sexual class or it's a class on understanding the frequency of sound or vibration. So we are connecting with all these individuals that are bringing forward the same thing. They all have the same end goal, but they just bring it forward in their own way. The eventual goal is the evolution of consciousness. It's already been prophesized. We're going through these cycles. This is basically a textbook. The universe is a textbook. Read it. You know, we know when we're going to devolve. We know where we're going to evolve. And if we were just not delusional to the facts and the cycles of time, and we were just taught this, and scientists were able to integrate it into their information, we could really navigate through these times in a much clearer way. However, because of I would say greed, monetary, secret societies, a lot of different things, manipulations. We're at a stage now where they were trying to suppress this information so that we cannot, you know, evolve in consciousness. However, that time has really gone. Firstly, that time was actually meant to be, that we were at that lower evolution of consciousness, that we needed a reflection of someone controlling us in order to keep us in this lower density. But that time is over now. So what we're seeing is an influx of information coming out. For example, sacred geometry is the new fad. You see it everywhere. That you're hearing empowering affirmations on the TV, and everybody's becoming more conscious about their food. It's inevitable. We are going to be in an ascended world. We are in an ascended world. That's how we get there. We believe it now. If we know that we're there now, we will manifest it later. So that's going to happen no matter what. So I feel like I'm in a good position, because I'm not creating these events with any fear or concern that we're not planning to create these events. I'm creating these events as fun along the ride, because I know, as the Rig Veda says, the destination has already been chosen. It's the journey that counts, you know?
Well, and as frequency is, right, the more that are gathered holding that higher frequency, it's exponentially transmuted through the collective consciousness. And that's a beautiful thing about having the gathering like you're having coming up in Irvine the first of next month, October 5th through 7th, is that opportunity for people to come together and really feel that energy, that it is already here. We just have to find the pockets and then expand the tribe and welcome in more. So how does that, you recently had a gathering, was it in Colorado, or you had a gathering earlier this year?
We've had a few events. I'm not sure which one are you talking about.
But just the energy that's built and the frequency that's built and the coming together of the like-minded people is such a powerful energy that's created.
Yeah, when you leave one of these events, you leave with so much inspiration, motivation, and networks. So there's a lot of people out there doing their own thing, a lot of people that don't have community. When we create these events, there's a good chunk of people that come that have never been to an event before, or have never talked about it, or never talked about this information with anyone other than online, right? So they come to these events, they fly from all over the world, and then they build lifelong connections and soul family. But what's even more, what I'm really into, is practical change. So I really want to attempt to cultivate groups and communities where people are having conversations on how we can create practical change for the future, whether it's like localized farming, whether it's every single week people having, like, talking about their relationship issues. There's so many different things that we can really do in order to transcend certain barriers and limitations so that we can evolve. And that's really the whole intention for Portal to Ascension.
And it's such a beautiful gift that you've been, I liken it to the 21st Century Library of Alexandria, because of all the knowledge that's there and the coming together. And this event coming up October 5th to 7th, the Portal to Ascension Conference in Irvine, California, gives the opportunity for people to come together in person. But you also have another option, a live stream option, for people that may not be able to travel. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that and talk about some of the speakers that are going to be at the gathering in Irvine in a couple of weeks?
Sure, yes. So the conference is October 5th to 7th, 2018, and which is exactly 2 weeks from today. It's a three-day conference, and we've been doing events for around 10 years now, and we've done a conference before. We did two conferences, one in 2012, one in 2013, but we've been completely online for the most part for the last 4 years, except for some speakers that we produce their live events for. And the goal was always to go back to doing live conferences, but it takes a lot of time, energy, and money to put on these events, and it's a full-time job. I didn't even realize how much time and energy I'd be spending on this, because I'm running the university and the touring company. So it was really a lot. And the whole intention was to start creating these live conferences again. So the Portal to Ascension conference is a milestone event in 10 years of production, 1,000 years of, 1,000, not years. Potentially, because I know I'm going to live a long time, it will be 1,000.
Right. You were planning it before you came to this planet.
I know, right? I'm sampling my future self in the thousand.
Exactly.
So 1,000 events in 10 years. And this is like a celebration. I'm not creating it with the energy of like, come learn, you need to learn, you need to learn. It's more like, come celebrate unity and have fun. And we're even making it in a way that a lot of these speakers can come enjoy themselves too, because I don't want them to be stressed out. I want it just to be flowing in and out, because we're working hardcore all the time. And a lot of us forego our own personal needs just to get us out because of how passionate we are. And so I'm really attempting to honor every single speaker and just make them have a good time there, you know.
Well, fantastic. And I love your tagline for it, a consciousness-raising gathering to usher in full disclosure. And from my sense, for you, disclosure means more than the galactic disclosure. But would you explain that intention in your own words?
Yeah, so full – so the – raising the consciousness is the bottom line of everything we do, because we are raising our consciousness. The frequency is shifting on the planet. We're in the photon belt in our galaxy. The universe is aligning, whatever you want to call it. This is happening. To usher in full disclosure doesn't just have to do with what people know disclosure as, which is UFOs. So full disclosure now has been used for the last 3 to 4 years within the community, meaning on every aspect. To me, full disclosure is not only UFO disclosure, but extraterrestrial awareness, the disclosure of the awareness. I call UFO disclosure the government kind of conspiracy of what we've seen in the sky, what's been hidden. Extraterrestrial awareness is more of the spiritual connection. Who are these beings? The civilizations they come from, our ancestry to them, how are we connected to them? Why are they visiting our planet? And then the disclosure of advanced technology. There's not only are there advanced technologies that we can just do our own research and know exist out there, but are not available to the public, but there are many technologies that are actually hidden from us from different world elites that can completely terraform the planet, eradicate poverty, abundance for everyone, farms in the desert in Africa. Like, we can do all of that now, but because there is no benefit to the small group of individuals that really want to maintain control, these technologies don't come out. Additionally, a lot of corporations like to milk product lines, where they may have a technology that they're going to release in 50 years from now, but what happens is, because of money and they want to milk every product line, they have like 5 or 6 versions that they release slowly. And I might be a 80-year-old man when they release something that they really had when I was 2 years old, right? And that's just on the mainstream level. Like, that's not even, if we can get into the secret space program and all the technologies that they have there. So disclosure of that. But then disclosure of our true ancient past, because we have been lied to about our history. The history has been written and rewritten and written over again by the victors. History as recent as 20 years ago, as recent as Vietnam, as recent as World War II, let alone 26,000 years ago, 30,000 years ago, has been fabricated. If you were to win a war and everything looked like it was kind of like against you, and you had complete control of this country, would you change the history books and make everything look like you were the good guy? You know, and right. It happened. So part of that is, and there's evidence to show it happened. We have like documents of these individuals documenting them doing it. You know what I mean?
So it's well, not- and you know, I've had the benefit, as I think you have, of traveling a great deal of this amazing planet that we happen to be living on in the moment. And when you have that ability to travel, you begin to have your eyes opened to the brainwashing that's been happening in your home country, how the message is controlled, how the history is written, how the story differs when you're on different parts of the planet is fascinating. And one of the interesting things I feel is to let go of a nationalism and become a global citizen, because that's truly how we move into seeing each other in the true light that we are, and letting go of this divide and conquer. Our country is better than your country. Yeah. That's just my personal opinion.
I agree. And this system was crafted so perfectly.
Yes.
Nationalism, patriotism, you know, separation, ego, fueling the individual, all these different things have been utilized in order to create more separation from us. And now people are like, are having pride for something they really don't need to be prideful in. You know, we should have, if you want to call it pride, to be just one connected race on this planet together, right? So that's what I'm about too. Like, I'm about moving from nationalism, and a few of my spoken word pieces talk about like moving from nations into an intergalactic race. And it's truly about like us becoming one civilization on this planet. And let me actually add this to it. From my research, I've been figuring that Earth is like a library of extraterrestrial mm-hmm. races from our entire mm-hmm. galaxy, that there are ant beings, there are mantis beings, there are insectoid beings, there are all types of humanoids, there's feline beings, there's whales and dolphins in different solar systems. So from Earth being this soup of different races, when I look at other planets, I see like different races living in different dimensions, densities, one planet for one race. I haven't ever come across something as diverse as Earth. So from some channeled information and from my own research, I feel that Earth is an experiment of basically racism almost. Like, it's an experiment of how all these races that don't normally live together can coexist on this planet and live in a perfect ecosystem. So our goal is to really become harmonious with all the animals on the planet and with Mother Earth. And obviously we haven't been doing that successfully for quite some time. There may be a time where we are forced to do it if we don't just start doing it now.
Well, and I think that more and more of humanity is beginning to do that, right? The news doesn't show that. And of course, yeah. When you travel, you see all sides of this amazing experiment. But I think that for me personally, because it comes down to frequency, the frequency that we hold has an impact on what's happening around us. And mm-hmm. so while I love the balance of what information you share and what you share on Portal to Ascension, because it is getting information out, but not from the fear mongering, because to me that lowers the frequency and keeps us caught up in that mind control trap that yeah. is part of that divide and conquer. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. We've got a short commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk about some of the journey you've been going through this next year, and then hear you do your beautiful spoken words. We'll be back in just 30 seconds. Thank you.
I'm Chief Joseph, and I'd like to talk with you about a product called Stop Itch. It's an all-natural product that stops itching and scratching instantly from all types of rashes, including eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, poison oak, all bug bites, and it's safe for kids and babies of all ages. And for a limited time, it's half off at www.theskingod.com or 888-391-5432. Thank you.
So like you were saying, Neil, there is so much technology and so many ways to heal, including the sound healing, including supplements, including the amazing things our planet has to offer, that really getting that information out there, including the foods that we eat, is really important. And you have that variety of speakers on yeah. Portal to Ascension, which is beautiful. I want to take a moment and get a little more personal, because 2017, 2018 has been a year of initiations for you. You had transitions from your grandmothers. Your father had was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And what are you comfortable sharing with what that journey brought into your awareness and how you came through navigating what were some pretty challenging times into perhaps an even higher understanding of who you are and why you're here?
Yeah. At the end of last year, I guess it really, if I wanted to kind of give it context, it really started in September of last year when I left Peru. Sol and I were in Peru for some time. We went to the jungle there. We did some secret ceremonies. And then we toured around with Brian Forrester and did a lot of filming. When I was in Peru, I got the first call. I got a call that my grandma had a stroke. And soon after that, while I was with Brian Forrester on the tour, I got a call that she passed away from complications from eating food. And this was intense to me because the one person had ever passed away in my family before, my uncle, and he was like my brother, my father, my uncle. He was like everything to me. But I was so young, I didn't really remember it. And it really created a trauma for me that made me like not remember anything. Like, I have such a short-term memory because I short-circuited it like at age 15 because of this, right? Mm-hmm. But since then, as an adult, I never experienced death. Ever since September up until maybe like March, I was watching, I was like on Facebook, all these people talking about people dying. Like there was so much death. Like it was just becoming like, oh my God, here's another person. And during that time, a couple of other people close to me passed away. And my other grandmother passed away for the exact same reason, the exact same way, almost extremely freaky. So I was having an opportunity to look at death from an angle, like from actually being in it and seeing how it would be around death, never being around it before, never really, like my parents were the younger parents and it was just never an issue for me. And I knew this was going to happen one day and I was kind of dreading it. And I had this whole fear of death that was just looming, even though like I literally feel I'm going to live for hundreds of years because of what's going on. There was always this fear ingrained in me. So I went to Spain, I went to my grandma's funeral, and it was just, and then I went to England for my other grandma's funeral. So just witnessing this, being around this energy was extremely, extremely heavy for me. While at the same time, Portal to Ascension was having all types of issues with our whole entire business structure going down, our website going down, tech stuff, running this thing full time. So I was having a lot of issues, some kind of frustrations within the community too, with other individuals. It was just nonstop from every single angle. Everything was really depressing me. And it was like 11 months of that from September up until like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because no matter, even though I was in December and January, I'd never been as excited in my life because I was ready for what was to come. I could see what's happening. I knew that we were getting bigger, what we're doing, we're having more impact. But at the same time, I was feeling really sad and depressed. And it was extremely weird for me because I don't know how to balance feeling great about everything in life, but then feeling really sad about everything in my personal life. And while this was all going on, I was running and creating this Portal to Ascension conference and putting everything into it. So the amount of growth that I've had to go through just dealing with all this stuff and dealing with the transitions in my family and other really traumatic experiences happening around me, but still having to make the choice every day to be doing the mission and doing the work and creating these events. It was a character growth, like it really like grew my character, you know, and I feel like I'm almost on the other side of it. I feel a little kind of like off still because it was extremely crazy ride, like countless situations besides people transitioning over the last year. But from what when I'm talking to other people, I'm hearing the same thing. I'm hearing a lot say that they were excited but sad for some reason, that things were happening in their personal life around them that was making them sad, but they were happy about what's happening in the world and really felt positive about things. So there is something definitely going on energetically. And I'm not even one to talk about, even though I believe in astrology, I don't like resort to that as to prove things was happening and all that. But there is something freakishly going on right now in regards to everybody's experiences and the purging that's happening, right? I feel it's all a part of our spiritual growth, and we're releasing it all right now, and we're really getting these experiences to help us transcend certain issues. But at the same time, it's really difficult to experience.
Well, and I think that's important for the listeners to tune into is that we're going to have these initiations, as I choose to call them, because the frequency feels better to me than obstacles. But we're going to have these things that are going to come up that allow us to shed what no longer serves us and to dig even deeper into the light that we are. And, you know, I'm not a big astrologist or numerologist, but this we are in an 11 year collectively, right? A master year in 2018, which does bring up a lot of catapulting into who we are and what our divine purpose is here on the planet. And like all of our spiritual journeys, what happens? We have to let go of what no longer resonates to create that frequency space to allow in the energy that is in harmony, is frequency compatible with our next level of evolution. And when I read your beautiful email that you sent out to those that are on the Portal to Ascension newsletter, what I loved about it is your truth and authenticity from your heart. The willingness, I think, which is part of the spiritual journey, the willingness to be vulnerable and to share our stumbles and not to have to have this facade of being perfect, because that's not what ascension is all about.
Yeah.
Ascension is about letting go of what doesn't serve, recognizing, learning, and continue to move forward.
Yep. A lot of people since we're creating a lot of events and I'm running everything, the admin, the email, and I'm a speaker, and you know,
and you're a beautiful sound alchemist, and
so I'm doing really like everything, and a lot of people don't see what is actually happening behind the scenes. And as a client, when you're a client and you sign up for something, you have an expectation, but I'm dealing with so many expectations all the time that I get, you know, some people kind of get a little frustrated because, you know, this is an organization, we're running events and maybe something slips. So there's a lot of energy being thrown at me all the time, 24/7. My number's out there. I get calls throughout the day from random people. I get hundreds a day, right? Every morning, 200 emails. At the same time, I'm doing events, speaking, and all this stuff. So I realize a lot of people don't have perspective, and I wanted to provide some insight and just like show that we're human too. So I sent that email out to basically provide perspective on, you know, what it takes to do everything, but in a humble way where everybody can just understand and help me rather than like look at us as a separate company from them. And I want people to join me and realize that we're all part of this together. And I'm going through stuff too, you know.
Like, and that's what unity consciousness to me is truly about. It's not about expectations that people are going to be perfect. It's about creating that unified field of community that ebbs and flows and supports people who are choosing to walk their path and do their work. It's not about enabling, right? But it is about being able to hold space for someone else when they need it, who will hold space for you when it's your turn to go through the breaking out of the cocoon to the next level of butterfly that you are.
Right. And with Portal to Ascension, I don't want to just maintain it as a business. I want it to be a personable thing where people feel that, you know, they have this connection to it. So when they are part of it and watching these events, they feel more fulfilled because it's not just some separate event. So we send out emails all the time on events, 2 to 3 emails a week on different events we're doing. And there needs to be some sort of break in that where we're connecting to people and having them really feel things on a deeper level. I don't want to just be putting out these emails with these events. So right now I'm in kind of a restructuring phase to really see how Portal to Ascension is going to be moving forward, knowing that, you know, we've got to put a face behind Portal to Ascension. And really, it's really a call for me to step up. And even though I talk a lot, like, and people think I'm an extrovert, I'm truly like an introvert. Right? So it's been a really difficult process, but to step into the limelight and do it and then be the forefront of this whole thing, it requires to be on your A game like 24/7 almost, and that's really difficult to do, right?
And it also requires taking care of yourself too. And I think that's, again, when we're comfortable speaking our truth from our heart and saying, you know, this is where we're at right now. If anybody wants to pitch in and help, or, you know, as you've just opened the Patreon, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you have a new Patreon. Is that the right page for Portal to Ascension? Now, I also want to just thank you for your generosity. So listeners, Neil has kindly donated a free live stream of the entire Portal to Ascension conference from October 5th to 7th. So please go to the goldengoddesses.org website and scroll down and actually submit the entry. He's going to give in a few moments his spoken word piece. He's going to share that beautiful artistry with you, and he'll share what the title is. That's the little code you have to put in to enter. But I do want to thank you also. All that it takes to create this other venue or opportunity for people to participate, whether it's in one speaker in the entire conference via live stream, if they're not able to get there in person. And all the information I know is on the Portal to Ascension website.
Exactly. Yeah. The website is ascensionconference.com, and it is 3-day event, 20 speakers, 10 sound healers, and 5 musicians, and we're also live streaming all 3 days. And everybody who attends live or live stream gets unlimited replay access to the entire event. So if you attend live, or so if you pay to come there, if you pay to look it online, you can watch the footage forever, infinitely in your archives that will be loaded on our website.
That's fantastic. That's what I love about you is your generosity and your business sense. And that sound healing and sound performances, I know that you and Solar are going to be performing as well. And originally we had thought of doing a sound meditation here on the call, but because of your travels, we don't actually have that ability to do it. But you are going to share one of your new creative outlets, the conscious spoken word that you do. I know you show a lot of it on your Instagram Portal to Ascension, but are you ready to just share a little bit and mention the title and then share your gift?
Yeah, sure. So I'll go right into it. This one's called Journey to Ascension. The road goes on for generations. The travelers would disperse their light amongst all the willingly incarnated souls. But what if the ones who didn't know? Amnesia of the internal endowment to reserve a place in the fifth dimension for themselves, the ego to control, and a better life they shall never know. I welcome you, Dark One, into the lap of luxury followed by pain and woes. We all sold our souls to the devil, but the devil exists not. Negative energy we dub as evil creates the demons of whom we are fearful. Take the D from the demon, put it in front of the word evil, and now you have a personified devil. Our thoughts and creatures create creature that only exists in the mind. Our desires and wants creates this full-featured ego that keeps our lower souls from reaching the divine. Intellect, love, and a perfect understanding we will have with one another. I welcome you, my lover, my sister, my brother, to become one, to help me become one, before reality tears me from duality and back into ether's imagination. You see, I'm the ghost of life's past. Generations have descended to gain these experiences, and I pray the human situation is critical. Mind analytical, won't let me forget the fall of angels and demons into this third-dimensional world. Is this planet yours? May I hide amongst the lost souls? Hide out for a bit, drink some liquor, smoke some weed, and step outside for a cigarette? Yeah, sure, man. Here's a social security card. You may live. Reincarnated to a kid to live and give back to the society you're in. I'm locked and bored as I smolder, but through the ashes comes a horde of abstract thought. Who is not a ghost, a spirit, but just is. An enlightened individual. Equality minus elitist political goal, the cynical flow, the pain and woes, and shamanistic pagan ritual woes. We will resurrect the Messiah in all of us. It's time to trust our brothers and sisters. Unity of mind, consciousness, awareness on the rise. The yin-yang intertwined, masculine, feminine lovers intertwined. Spit words from the chakra points in my spine. Relentless, but I still find inner peace helps slow down the pace of my corrupted mind. Chemtrails, aspartame, fluoride, kept my awareness fried. Getting drunk and high, blocked the consequence of why am I really here? But now I know. It's to help humanity steer into the right direction. For every single one of you, I feel affection. We're in the same situation, so erase the awkward moments, trying to walk around and get that bonus. Remember, the Syrians will be one of the group of interdimensional beings in the near future through mass landings will help us really breathe. Raise your frequency if this is what you want to see. And don't try to break free from the shackles of captivity that we formed in our own mentality, because you and I, we are, we've always been free. Thank you.
That powerful line speaking to so many different levels of consciousness. I love the Messiah in all of us, right? And the shackles. So when did you begin doing the spoken word and how has it developed for you?
So I started writing poetry around 16 in high school. And then when I went to college, I started writing. In 2000 and 2001, the same time I was awakening, I was writing a lot of poetry and spoken word pieces that were in alignment with all the information I was finding, extraterrestrials, consciousness, quantum physics, and it kind of started evolving from there. And from 2001 to 2008, I had created 100 plus, like, I think pretty awesome spoken word pieces. 2008, I went to an open mic that my friend was hosting, in which I met Soul at. We didn't mm-hmm. get together for another 3 years after that, but we became best friends. She was doing spoken word there. I was doing spoken word. We both met doing spoken word. And 2008 to 2010, 2011, the whole entire open mic community, comedians, musicians, reggae artists, poets, we would hang out every single week, go to one or two open mics for like years on end, like not years on end, but 3 years. we would basically just be performing all the time, and I would be like getting out into in front of people and really fine tuning my craft. So 2008, 2011 was really my heyday for spoken word. And then Soul and I got together. For a couple of years, we were basically a married couple. As soon as we got together, we moved in with each other. We didn't do spoken word as much as we wanted to. So in the last year, my goal and one of my dreams, because I'm doing so many Portal to Ascension events, a lot of other things I want to do kind of gets put on the sideline. So one of my dreams is to cultivate my spoken word and also conscious hip hop, because the spoken word is one component of it, but performing to beats with hip hop lyrics and esoteric information is what I really want to get into. So for this last year, I've been doing a lot of spoken word pieces, and I'm starting to record. Actually, just in the last month, I started recording for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah. So now I'm going to, now I want to create an album. I want to create like an esoteric conscious album. I want to create an album with hip hop beats with frequencies in the background, but me rapping on top of them about different chakras. And that's my goal. And hopefully pretty soon we're going to have Ascension Records, which is going to be, you know, a record label for conscious musicians. And then I'm going to probably be the first artist on there and release more album through that.
Oh, fantastic. That's a good reason to donate on Patreon to Portal to Ascension, because that brings that frequency out to a much wider audience, which, again, just continues to raise the consciousness of the planet. So we've got about 3 or 4 more minutes here on Threshold to Ascension Radio. We will continue and after the show. But what are the things that you wanted to touch on that we haven't quite gotten to yet? I want to make sure I have time for you to share.
I would say that when it comes down to UFO disclosure, I'm sure you've been following it, Ashley, over the last year, ever since, especially the Tom DeLonge drop on December, was it 17th last year, that there's been a lot of information that's been picking up. And it seems that the elite, the cabal, or whatever you want to call them, is kind of crumbling down on themselves. And a lot of this information is coming out. So I am extremely excited, because I feel that within our lifetimes and pretty soon, that the cover up is becoming so big. And it's that quote, that phrase, what an evil web you weave when you try to deceive. You know, they have been deceiving us for so long that everything is backfiring on them. Like, and the reason why the Department of Defense came in through Tom DeLonge to kind of hijack the disclosure scene was because they knew it was coming out anyway. They had to come and bring it out in their own way and kind of be the forefront of all of this. So I'm extremely excited to see what's going to happen, because even though they're trying to come out and tell us what's happening in their own controlled agenda, what it's really doing is creating more views and more people that didn't know become aware of the subject. And that's what I've been seeing in the last year. A lot of people that had no clue at all are now waking up.
And I think that's really important. I laugh because disclosure to me is like an elephant trying to hide behind a very small bush, right? Because everything has been disclosed from my perspective. But again, as you said, different people on different levels need to have that awareness. You know, disclosure to me, it's because I've experienced it myself, as you have experienced many of these things. It's time for it to go exponentially across the planet, and it will break a lot of paradigms for people, and there are people that it will shake their foundation. And so those of us that have resources like your Portal to Ascension that can direct people to when they start feeling they're on shaky ground is important. So I do want to just mention again, please do go to goldengoddesses.org and scroll down on that front page to enter to win the free live stream of the entire Portal to Ascension conference. That's open until midnight next week, September 26th on Wednesday night. We'll announce the winner on Thursday's show. Neil, do you want to, just before we close, give a couple of the ways people can get in touch with you or find more information?
If you really want to get in touch with us and help support us, if you Google Portal to Ascension, you'll find our Instagram, Portal to Ascension Instagram, find our YouTube, Portal to Ascension, youtube.com/Portal to Ascension, our website, portaltoascension.org. You can sign up there. Sign up on our website. You'll get an email with login information to our backend. Every person that signs up on our site gets around 2,000 free hours of categorized presentations on different presenters on a range of topics that we've been doing over the last 10 years. So the best way is to go to our website, put in your email address, join us on all our social media. If you want to support us so we can keep doing this for like ever, and you want to support us on a monthly basis, patreon.com/portaltoascension, and that would be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot to put these events on, a lot of components to put together, and we really need the support so we can continue doing this.
And I hope that one of the things you'll do when you do Ascension Records is for you and soul, because although we didn't get into it, we'll talk about it more in the after the show, the way you play and what you channel and the frequency you hold is a catalyst for many people in remembering more of who they are. And I want to thank you for that and for all that you do, all that you share, and for Soul's contribution as well. It's been an honor, Neil, having you on tonight's episode of Threshold to Ascension Radio. We are going to continue in the after the show. But for now, to all the listeners, remember your frequency, not only the music you listen to, but the words that you speak, because that does have an effect on the world we're all creating. Keep shining. Stay in your hearts. Until next week, this is Ashley from Threshold to Ascension Radio saying mahalo and sending you all heart hugs. Good night for now.